This is DW News, and these are our top stories. Spain has imposed a nationwide curfew from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. as part of a new state of emergency declared on Sunday. It comes as the country has one of the highest rates of coronavirus infections in Western Europe. Spanish regions also have powers to impose even greater restrictions on movement and close regional borders. Security forces in Belarus have used stun grenades against demonstrators as tens of thousands took to the streets of the capital Minsk and other cities to protest against hardline leader Alexander Lukashenko. The opposition is threatening a nationwide strike on Monday if he refuses to release all political prisoners and resign. They accuse Lukashenko of rigging his re-election in August. Chileans have shown up in numbers to vote in a referendum which could see the drafting of a new constitution. It comes after a year of social unrest over inequalities in Chilean society. Protesters claimed the country's dictatorship-era constitution is a main cause of injustice in Chile. This is DW News from Berlin. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DW News or visit our website, dw.com.
My destination today, Würzburg. The city is located in Bavaria, more precisely in the Franconia region. My first stop is the Old Main Bridge, the landmark of Würzburg. It was built from 1476, and for a long time, it was the only river crossing between the old town and the Marienberg Fortress. 12 statues of saints line the bridge.
This is Saint Burchard, the first bishop of Würzburg. Well, due to the coronavirus, with a mask. And this is Saint Bruno. He built Würzburg Cathedral. And here we have the canonized emperor, Charlemagne.
The bridge is one of the oldest stone bridges in Germany. No cars allowed.
The Old Main Bridge is the perfect starting point for discovering Würzburg. From here you can see many of the important sites, and I'll be checking out those spots. And on top of that, I'll do some wine tasting, because this region here is known for its viticulture.
We follow the romantic road from Würzburg to Füssen. Explore Cusco and Machu Picchu in Peru with a local. And our V-Mail takes you to the Algarve in Lisbon, in Portugal. First, I want to get an overview and start with a short tour through Würzburg's old town. The town hall is only a few steps away from the Old Main Bridge. It has many buildings and faces. That is the Red Building. And that's the so-called Grafen Eckart. And here we have the main facade. Then it's off to the market. You can wander from stand to stand under this modern glass roof hall. Here you will also find the Gothic Marienkapelle, a church that was financed by the citizens of Würzburg. And that was a thorn in the side of the bishop, which is why he did not appoint a priest. And for this reason, the church is still called Kapelle, or chapel. Next to it is the Falcon House, with a rococo facade. Today, the city library and tourist information are housed here. In the past, the building was a small hotel. It is the most beautiful house in Würzburg. My next stop is Kilian Square, between St. Kilian's Cathedral and Neumünster Collegiate Church. There is a hidden gem here, the Lusamgärtlein, a small courtyard with the grave monument of Walter von der Vogelweide, one of the most famous medieval minstrels. He died in Würzburg in 1230. Anyone who puts a flower on the memorial stone should experience relief from lovesickness. Not that I need it. And now to a highlight of the city.
Würzburg is not a particularly big city by today's standards, but it used to be a center of power for influential bishops. And they lived in this building, the Würzburg Residence. The palace and its garden are a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
The Würzburg Residence, splendor and majesty in the heart of the city. It was the palace of the prince bishops, bishops who ruled as if they were princes, and their residence stood as a symbol of their wealth and influence. Today's palace was built in the 18th century to plans by architect Balthasar Neumann. It's a mélange of French palace design, Viennese Baroque, and Italian architectural art. A total of 40 rooms are open for viewing. Among the most impressive parts is the staircase with the world's largest ceiling fresco, painted by Giovanni Battista Tiepolo. It's nothing short of a miracle that the vast artwork survived the Second World War undamaged, while most of the rest of the palace was bombed. The Grand White Hall had to be restored. The mirror cabinet was totally destroyed but later rebuilt. It may well be the costliest room in the residence. Then comes the Imperial Hall, the palace's tour de force. Banquets with hundreds of guests were held here. On a visit to Würzburg, Napoleon Bonaparte is said to have remarked, half sarcastically, half deferentially, that the residence was Europe's most splendid vicarage.
Würzburg is not only known for its residence, but also for its wine. The Bürgerspital is one of the largest wineries in Germany. It can be visited with guided tours, and that's exactly what I do. Winery manager Robert Haller first shows me the wine press hall. Here the grapes are delivered in fall after the harvest and processed into wine, which is stored one floor below.
Here we are in our wooden barrel cellar. We have 160 big wooden casks here, and this cellar isn't just for show. We age our best white wines here, right in the cask, controlling the temperature, because we want to squeeze the last drop of quality out of our grapes.
The Bürgerspital is a wine estate with 120 hectares and produces up to 1 million bottles of wine a year. Unlike other wineries, it's also a foundation. The proceeds from wine sales go to finance social services in Würzburg. Wine from this region is easily recognizable by the bulbous shape of its bottle. This bottle shape here is called a Bocksbeutel. Why is that?
Wine was first bottled in the Bocksbeutel here in the Bürgerspital in 1726. It was a shape that was unknown until then. It was very difficult to produce in terms of the structure. But they wanted to make this special bottle a symbol of the high quality of Würzburg's wines.
The Bürgerspital itself is even older, dating back over 700 years. And speaking of great age, this also applies to a special treasure in the wine cellar.
This is our most precious jewel, on loan from the Simon family in London. These are very, very old wines, and among them is the world's oldest authentic bottle of wine. It's a Stein vineyard wine from the 1540s.
The wine is almost 500 years old. Can you still drink it?
I would assume so. There's a note from a prominent wine critic. Hugh Johnson had the opportunity to taste the second bottle. You see here, left of the center, 1961. That's 59 years ago. Hugh Johnson confirmed in several interviews that it was the wine of his life.
The Stein is Würzburg's best hillside location. The wine from there is known to this day for its good taste. In the Bürgerspital's shop, you can taste various wines with delicious snacks.
Well then, let's try Würzburg's own wine, a Silvaner from our Würzburg vineyard. Silvaner is the prime grape variety for Würzburg. So I'd like you to get better acquainted with the Silvaner, and I'll explain it a bit more. It flourishes especially well in the limestone soil here in Würzburg.
By acquainted, you mean try it? Well then, cheers! To be honest, I'm not a great wine connoisseur, and so I can't describe the taste exactly. But I can say one thing, it tastes good. Next, there are two wines for comparison. I sip from the first glass and try to describe it. I'd say a dry soil, steep slopes and lots of sun.
Yes, that's a good starting position. We've got that everywhere.
And the second wine.
Notice a difference?
This one's a little lighter. In the words of a professional?
Well, I'd say the one on the left has a bit more yellow tail, a bit more pear and a somewhat more charming bouquet. The one on the right is more complex, multi-layered. It has a rather ethereal component, also a minty and peppery edge.
I'm a long way away from that kind of fine palate, but I can still learn.
Würzburg is surrounded by vineyards that are known for their good quality, and they not only provide a delicious wine, they're also set in a beautiful landscape. Take a look at that.
Hardly anything characterizes Würzburg as much as its wine. The city lies in the Main Valley, a region blessed with a mild climate, very steep vineyards, and soils of shell limestone, red sandstone, and Kuiper. All conditions ideal for growing wine. It began about 1,000 years ago and has shaped both culture and countryside to the present day. All along the steep hillside, such as the Würzburg Stein Estate, world-class wines thrive. Today, they've become an essential item on wine lists of top restaurants everywhere. In a letter to his wife, Christiane, Goethe wrote about the Würzburg Stein, "No other wine pleases me, and I grow sullen when my favorite beverage is withheld." The wineries also attract many tourists. In Bergheim, near Würzburg, visitors can even help out with the grape harvest. Lodging, drinks, and abundant information on wine growing are provided for a day. Wine grower Frank Kreis and his team stand at the ready with instructions, helping hands, and occasionally even a first aid kit.
They start cutting each other up when they all try to cut down the finest grapes. They slash from every which way, and before you know it, somebody's bleeding and the screams get loud. So we bring everything they need along with us. But we watch to make sure they stand right and very little happens.
Now many wine growers are making similar offers. Guests come here from all over Germany and even from abroad.
They come to be in nature and learn how wine is grown.
They see how much work, but also how much passion the individual wine growers put into it.
Topping off a hard day in the vineyards is a barbecue with Federweisser, a pressed grape must that's only fermented enough to be fizzy.
You can take a wonderful stroll through the vineyards around Würzburg. Even if you want to go up to Marienberg Fortress. The Prince Bishops lived here before the residence was built.
Hello, good afternoon.
Lukas Stege.
In the outer courtyard, I meet the guide Georgia Retaroli-Klopfer. She takes me on a tour.
This is where the horses lived.
Here in this courtyard?
Yes, in this area. Here on the south side of the yard, you see the little gate.